I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It was 3 weeks ago today that a massive earthquake struck Haiti, and 3 weeks since the start of a massive effort to help survivors. Some of the problems that have slowed the distribution of aid in Haiti have eased, but many survivors are still struggling to find food and shelter, and the security situation remains volatile. Today, UN officials said a food convoy was recently ambushed by a group of armed men. The men were driven away by police gunfire. The BBC's Nick Davis is in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Nick, now, as far as aid goes, we've heard this week that the UN and aid groups are distributing coupons primarily to women and the elderly that they can redeem for a 55-pound bag of rice. That's enough to feed an average family for 2 weeks. It sounds like these latest food distribution systems may be working.
It's really clear as you walk around that you can see much more aid, much more food, much more water on the streets of Port-au-Prince and the surrounding provinces. There's still places where food isn't really available as it should be, but even so, earlier on today I went up to one camp and just took a walk around, and you know, not only were there proper tents up, not only were people actually cooking, but you'll see the bags of rice now sometimes being transported around by any means necessary. I saw some guys jumping on the back of a very small motorbike, less than 50cc, and they were hauling around this huge bag of rice, and I noticed they were going around to family members and friends and just distributing what little rice they had to them. But you know, they were nearly falling off the bike as they were trying to ride off to the next place with it.
Where are the people in the greatest need? I mean, we've heard that 500,000 people have fled the capital instead of going to resettlement camps. Is that a good sign that pressure will ease on aid in the cities, or is it a bad sign that pressure is just going to increase in the country now?
Well, that's one of the things which seems to have been mentioned in some of the places further north. There seems to be a regional split in terms of aid, clearly, because places outside of the region haven't been as badly affected. People are moving there, and they're saying, where is the aid to help us? I was in a place called St. Mark's, which is one of the areas which is unaffected, about 2 hours' drive north of Port-au-Prince. And people there, you know, even UN policemen were saying to me, you know, we need support because, you know, our facilities are being swamped by the amount of people who've suddenly descended on our city, on our town.
What about Haitians' faith in their own government right now, Nick? I mean, we heard reports this week of how one memorial service turned into an anti-government protest.
In many respects, some of this boils out of the fact that, as far as they're concerned, their government have been quite quiet. You know, they're seeing pronouncements from international leaders, they're seeing the UN coming out in force, and they just feel their government has been very silent. There is also an issue about corruption. This government, as far as many people would say, is probably the best government that the Haitian people have had in quite a long time, and it's really been trying to clamp down on corruption. But even so, people still feel that corruption has been endemic in this country for such a long time, that with all of these billions of aid pledged by the international community, that some of it will eventually just disappear into the pockets of some of their leaders. That's what people are saying, not only here, but also in the Haitian diaspora in the United States as well.
The BBC's Nick Davis in Port-au-Prince. Nick, very good to hear from you again. Thank you.
No problem, Marco.